Vancouver, thousands of people in British Columbia are without power on Christmas Day as ongoing rainfall and strong winds collapse power lines, disrupt travel, and toss around holiday decorations. The stormy weather is also taking a toll on BC ferries as more sailings have been axed throughout the rest of the day. BC ferries rolled out a series of travel advisories Wednesday afternoon, saying all sailings between Sawa Senator Ferry Terminal in Vancouver and Swartz Bay in Victoria have been cancelled. The ferry firm said all sailings between Horseshoe Bay and Departure Bay in Nanaimo have been scrapped due to a severe weather forecast, while trips between Whale Town and Harriet Bay have been cancelled as well. BC Hydro said nearly 5,000 customers were without power as of Wednesday afternoon. Several wind and rainfall warnings also remain in place across the province's north coast, central coast, western sections of Metro Vancouver near the water and the eastern edge of Vancouver Island. Environment Canada says the gusts are traveling up to 140 km per hour in some coastal areas. So far, the strongest wild gust over the province has been recorded on Sardine Island with wind gusts measuring up to 162 km per hour on Wednesday. Strong winds will continue for many coastal regions tonight. The weather agency says the weather system will bring up to 80 millimeters of rain to Metro Vancouver and Squamish on Wednesday afternoon, while 100 millimeters of rain is in the forecast for North Shore, Northern Coquitlam and Maple Ridge. Environment Canada says the heavy rainfall will last through Boxing Day. Drive BC says Highway 16 has now opened after collapsed power lines had shut down the highway in both directions, about 1 kilometer east of Tillel, an area on the east coast of Graham Island and part of Haida Gwaii, BC. Vancouver Board of Parks and Recreation says Stanley Park is closed today due to increased tree-related hazards caused by high winds mixed with heavy rains. Many trees remain vulnerable due to the hemlock looper outbreak. "We appreciate your understanding and patience," said the park board. It remains unclear whether the ferry cancellations will last through Thursday, as BC Ferries said they will send out more travel advisories on Thursday morning. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 25, 2024. The Canadian Press.